The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. While he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat with Jesus and his disciples. The Pharisees saw this and said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" He heard this and said, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. Go and learn the meaning of the words, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice. I do not come to call the righteous, but sinners.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. In the gospel today, Christ says, "Follow me." And Matthew, a tax collector and sinner, without hesitation gets up, leaves everything behind, and follows our Lord. Oftentimes when God speaks, a soul may be tempted to say, "Tomorrow, Lord, I'm not ready yet. You know, come back later." I think the most famous example of this is from St. Augustine in his works, The Confessions, where he says, "Make me chaste, Lord, just not yet." The problem with this, though, is that tomorrow might be too late. Later might never come. It's important, then, that we pay attention to this desire for holiness, this desire for closer union with Christ, the desire to follow him. That when he calls, when we feel that pull, then when we feel that urge, that grace pushing us on to follow him, that we don't resist it and instead embrace it. Just as St. Matthew has done in today's gospel. My brothers and sisters, Christ is calling each of us today to follow him. So together let us turn to him and not walk, but run towards our Lord. Because tomorrow might just be too late.